That is a very good song. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on, but let's sing number 40. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. The best news for every single little boy and girl and adult here today. Jesus loves me, and later on we're going to talk about this song a little bit more. But who else has a song they'd like to sing? Right here. What's your name?
Caleb.
What?
44.
Number 44. Into a tent where a gypsy boy lay. This one I liked a lot when I was a boy.
Into a tent where a gypsy boy lay, dying alone at the close of the day. News of salvation we carried, said he. Nobody ever has told it to me. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story. Told me before. Did he so love me, a poor little boy? Send unto me the good tidings of joy. Need I not perish, my hand will he hold. Nobody ever the story has told. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story, repeat o'er and o'er. Till none can say of the children of men, nobody ever has told me before. Bending, we caught the last words of his breath, just as he entered the... Then I am sure that he sent him for me. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story, repeat o'er and o'er. Till none can say of the children of men, nobody ever has told me before.
Caleb, have you ever had something that you really wanted to tell someone else? Can you think of something? Something really, really exciting.
Nothing that's
not important to you anymore? Does any boy or girl have something really exciting that happened to them in the past few weeks? You have something exciting? What did you hear? Or what do you want to tell us? You went on a big trip. Where did you go?
To the United States.
To the United States. That is a big trip. That's far away, isn't it?
Yeah,
two planes. Two planes. Wow. That is very exciting. And did you want to tell people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this story is about a little boy. He said, tell me again. I want to hear this exciting story about the Lord Jesus dying for me. He was so excited to hear it. And he said, tell me again. Tell it again. All right. Who else has a song they'd like to sing? Jake. Number 12. Let's sing the first and third and last verse of number 12.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, just as I am, poor wretch, blind, sight, riches, healing of the mind. Yea, all I need in thee to find, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thy love I own, has broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come.
Okay, one more song, and then we're going to read the Bible. someone that's not in my family. Does anybody else have a song? No? Ellie, what number? Number 11.
Will your anchor hold in the storms of life? When the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps us all steadfast and sure. To the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. Will your eyes behold through the morning light the city of gold and the harbor bright? Will you safe by the heavenly shore, when life's storms are past forevermore? We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which can Savior's love.
All right, let's pray and ask for help. I'm going to read the Bible. Our loving Father and our God, we thank thee that we have an anchor in the Lord Jesus and that he loves us. And each boy and girl sitting in this front row and in this entire world, that we can say that Jesus loves them, and that's an incredible thing. We pray that the message will be simple so that the youngest will understand it. We pray that the Lord Jesus would be exalted and that it would make us all to think a little bit more about our Savior who keeps us safe in the storm. And we ask for thy help in the worthy and precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I had some very exciting news 2 weeks ago. I asked someone here if he had any exciting news that he had, and I had some very exciting news about this. What's that?
Spoon.
I brought that with me because I thought, you know, it's good when you bring things with you. People, little boys and girls, or at least I did, I like to see things. Now, why would a spoon be exciting? It doesn't look very exciting. It actually, does it look clean? Would you eat from that? It is a very old spoon. I like to go scuba diving sometimes, and I was scuba diving a couple weeks ago, and down on the bottom of the ocean, it had been sitting there for 107 years, this spoon, and I found the spoon and I brought it back, and guess what the very first thing that I wanted to do when I found the spoon and brought it up? What do you think, Caleb?
Show people.
I wanted to tell people about it, because that's pretty exciting, right? The last person who used that spoon, well, it would have been a long time ago. They were on a ship, and guess what? Their anchor did not hold for this particular ship. It was on the bottom of the ocean. So, I brought with me two things with me, right here. Who knows what those are? Because we're going to talk this morning about things. Yes. What's your name? They are air things, yes. That is exactly what they are. They're air things. But I'm going to tell you something about these. Because this morning we're going to talk about two verses. One of these, I'm not going to tell you which one, but one of these, if you breathe from it, it will give you lots of energy. It will give you life. The other one, if you breathe from it,
you would go unconscious in about 30 seconds and you'd probably fall down here on the floor. Now, I'm not going to tell you which one is which, but who would like to come up and just pick one and breathe from it? No one in my family. What's your name? Jackson, would you like to just pick one and breathe from it? You are very, very brave. I brought something so that you can breathe from it, but we're not going to do it right now. And all of you can come up afterwards and breathe from it. But I wanted to bring them because as a little boy or as a little girl, it's exciting to see things like this, right? And so what I want you to remember is that somebody told you that one of these would give you life. I'm not going to tell you which one. And one of them, if you kept breathing from it, you would die. You would probably fall unconscious, and so you wouldn't, it might fall out of your mouth, and then hopefully you get some air and you'd be okay. But one of them gives life, and one of them gives death. Which one do you think I would like you to breathe from? What do you think, Caleb?
Life.
The one that gives life, right? All right. Who has a Bible here? I see lots of Bibles in the front row. Max, can you turn to a verse and read it for me? Could you do that? John chapter 3 and verse 16. Children have heard me speak about this before, but this is the first verse I want to read, and it has to do with these two tanks that you see here. Can you read me John chapter 3 and verse 16? That's right. Now, how many times have you read that verse before, heard that verse before? Has it been more than once?
More than a million.
We have heard that verse an awful lot. Has anybody here never heard the verse John 3:16? For God so loved the world. I think everybody has heard that verse. Now, what I want to talk about, we often read that verse in the gospel, but I want to talk about who spoke that verse. You know, everything in the Bible that we read, who inspired the Word of God? Who can tell me? What little boy or girl? Isaac.
God.
Yes, God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. But you know, I enjoyed something recently, and my family will have to forgive me because they've heard me say this before. But the person who actually spoke those words, does your Bible have the words the Lord Jesus in red?
No.
No, it doesn't. Some Bibles have the words the Lord Jesus in red. And that verse was actually spoken by the Lord Jesus. And you know, when I thought about that, it changed the whole meaning of that verse for me a little bit. Because of two things. The Lord Jesus came down into this world to tell us something, just like I wanted to tell everybody about this spoon. I found this spoon. You know, I got up on that dive boat and I called Heidi, my wife, and I just, really exciting, I found a spoon. I wanted to tell her. The Lord Jesus, when he came down to this world, was it early in his life, or was it in later on that he wanted to tell everybody, God so loved the world? Was it early in John or late in John? Who can tell me? Was it early in John? Is 3 near the beginning of John or the end of John? Caleb, picking on you.
Begin.
It's at the beginning. You know, if you turn back to John chapter 1 and John chapter 2, there's not a lot of verses in red. That was near the beginning of the Lord Jesus' ministry on the earth. And he begins by saying something that he knew better than anybody else. He came down on this world and he was, and I want to speak reverently, he was very excited to tell us something. And that was, for God so loved the world. He said, I want to tell you something wonderful. And who knew the Father better than the Lord Jesus? You know, what's your name? Sorry. Chase? Chase, who's your daddy? Who, oh, Jason, sorry. Who's your father? What's your last name?
Last name is Thorn.
Thorn? Does your dad love you? I said your daddy loved you. Do you think people would think that I knew that better or you knew that better? Yeah, because you're his son, right? And you know your father better than I know your father. And you know who knew God, the Father, better than anybody else? Who do you think, Jason? The Lord Jesus. And he came down and he was so, speaking reverently, excited to say, for God so loved the world. He was so excited to tell us that story. And those weren't just words that John wrote, though they would still be true. Everything in the Bible is true. Those were words from the Lord Jesus himself. He said, for God so loved the world. And you know why? Because he wanted to give us everlasting life. Now, and so that is the first thing that I wanted to make sure that you knew, that the Lord Jesus, he knew the Father better than anyone else, and he came down to tell you that God loves you and he wants to give you life. Now, I want to give somebody here life, so I'm going to actually tell you which one of these tanks you should breathe from. Does anyone want to guess before I tell you? Right here, which tank? We should breathe. Which one will give us life? I'm afraid that if you breathe from that one, it would be very bad. You would fall down. So this is the one right here that you should breathe from, the one that has green on it. This one will make you feel, if you have lots of energy, how many children here have lots of energy? That is good. I'm glad lots of children have lots of energy. No energy. All right. Well, because you told me you had no energy, I would like you to come and breathe from this, because this will give you lots of energy. Can you breathe? In and out with your mouth.
Plug your nose.
Do you feel air coming out of it? Well, okay. If you breathe from this, that will give you lots and lots of energy. And you know what the Lord Jesus came down to tell us? God loves you so much that he didn't want to give you just energy. He wants to give you everlasting life. And you know who knew that better than anybody else? It was the Lord Jesus. He came down, he said, for God so loved the world. And I like to think about that, because that is what he was waiting. It was the very first time that he had ever told people this. He'd showed them before kind of in mysteries, but it was the first time, and he had exciting news for us, for God so loved the world, and he wants to give every boy and girl, whether you're sitting in the front row or the back row, everlasting life. Now there's a second thing that the Lord Jesus wanted to tell us as well. And we've been reading about it in reading meetings, and sometimes, you know, when I was a little boy, or when I was 8 and 9 years old, it was hard to listen in reading meetings. Do you find it hard to listen in reading meetings sometimes? You know, when I was a little boy and girl, I see my boys doing it sometimes. They turn to the back of their Bible, and they look through maps, and they look through the dictionary, and it's hard to pay attention. But in reading meeting, we've been talking about something that was so exciting that the Lord Jesus came down and he told us himself, or he told his disciples, and he tells us this morning. And so that's the second thing that I want to read. Not something that's written, even though that's true, but the Lord Jesus himself. The very first time we're ever told about it, the Lord Jesus told us. And that is in John chapter 14. And so I need someone else to read me. Turn to John chapter 14. Who can read me? Not one of my boys. Max. Or no, you read the last one, right? Caleb, can you read me John chapter 14 and verse 2 and 3?
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
All right. What is the Lord Jesus? What was he speaking about in John chapter 14? What place? He said, I'm going to go somewhere, and I'm going to make something ready for you. What was he speaking about? Ellie? He was speaking about heaven. And you know what? The Lord Jesus wants you to be in heaven. He wants me to be in heaven. Is that exciting? He doesn't want to just give us eternal life. He wants us to be in heaven. And you know the very first person who ever told us about that? The Lord Jesus. He came down and he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. He wants us to be with him. Now, if I read on the internet that the Queen wanted you to go to the palace in England, who here would be excited about that? Would anybody be excited? That'd be pretty exciting to go visit the Queen, right? Now, what if you got a letter in the mail? I know someone who got a letter saying, would you like to come to Buckingham Palace? Would that be exciting if you got a letter in the mail saying you'd like to go to heaven? Or to the palace, I should say, to Buckingham Palace? Yeah, that would be exciting. Well, what if in this door walked Prince William and he said, I have good news for you. My grandmother wants you to come to the palace. Would that be exciting? Yes, and that is how incredible it is. Now, if you just heard that, would that be enough to go to the palace? If you just heard him say that and you were very excited and you just ignored him, would you be able to get in the palace? No, you have to believe, you have to do something. You know, this tank... What's your name again? Sorry.
Jackson.
Jackson could have believed that this would give him life, but he had to do something. And you know what? He believed me. Now, why did you believe me? That's kind of a strange thing. It's quite obvious it's green and black. That's very smart. You're right. Green is usually oxygen. But you didn't know. I could have switched those around, but you believed me. And you know what? You had a 50% chance that I wasn't telling the truth. But you know who came and told us that God loves us, he wants to give us life, and he wants us to be in heaven with him? Who told us that? Who told us that? The Lord Jesus. And you know who the Lord Jesus was?
God.
He was the Son of God. He was God. You're right. That is the right answer. And I can't think of any more exciting news than that. You know, we sang a song, Jesus loves me, this I know. But you know what? He doesn't just love us. He came down to this world. God, he knew that his Father loved us so much that he came down and he died. And he said, I want you to have life. And I want you to be in heaven with me. You know, when I was a little boy, I used to think that heaven would be... You'd do lots of fun things there. I didn't know what you would do. I used to think you'd do lots of skateboarding and snowboarding and fun things like that. But that's not what heaven is about. The reason I talked about the reading meeting, because in reading meeting, we're talking about the people in Thessalonians who Paul was saying... You are going to go to heaven. And every single one of us should be as excited as about that as we are about finding a spoon or playing games or whatever it is. The Lord Jesus wants us to know that. And I believe that because you know who told us? It was the Son of God. Now, Jackson believed me. But, you know, sometimes I make mistakes. Does the Son of God ever make any mistakes?
No.
No, no mistakes. And all you need to do as a little boy and girl is believe him. That he loves you, he wants to give you eternal life, and he wants you to be in heaven with him. All right, let's sing one more song, and then we'll close. Who else has a song they would like to sing? Oh, was that a hand or no? Okay, what song would you like to sing? Number one? Okay. That's a good song. I actually thought it was Come. But let's sing number one. Almost Persuaded, okay?
Almost persuaded now to
thing it is to think that God so loved the world, that the Lord Jesus came to tell us this very precious thing with his very own mouth. And we thank thee that it is still true. And for every boy and girl here, we thank thee that the door is still open if they've not received the Lord Jesus. We just pray that they would not reject that call and that they would come to know that love and that they would know that the Lord Jesus wants to be with them for all eternity. We pray that it would cause our hearts of those of us that are older, too, to warm at the thought of the Son of God speaking these words. And so we just thank thee for the freedom we have to think a little bit on these things. And we pray for the boys and girls and the infinite value of their souls. We pray for them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.